तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वापतान्त्रिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्कायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनधारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं कथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तनम् हृदयन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सताम् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 1, Chapter 10. The title of the chapter is Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwaraka. Text number 2.
Suta uvacha, Suta uvacha, Vamsam gurur vamsa dhavagri nirhritam, Vamsam gurur vamsa dhavagri nirhritam, संरोहयित्वा भव भावनो हरि, संरोहयित्वा भव भावनो हरि, निवेशायित्वा निजराज्य ईश्वरो, निवेशायित्वा निजराज्य युधिष्ठिराम् प्रीतमनो बभूवः, युधिष्ठिराम् प्रीतमनो बभूवः।
सूत उवाच, सूत गोस्वामी रिप्लाइड, Vamsham dynasty, Kuro of King Kuru, Vamsa Dhavagni, a forest fire set by the bamboos, Nirhritam, exhausted, Samprohitva, seedling of the dynasty, Bhava Bhavana, the maintainer of creation, Hari, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Nivesha Itva, having re-established Nijarajya in his own kingdom, Ishwara, the Supreme Lord, Yudhishthiram, unto Maharaj Yudhishthir, Prita Manaha, pleased in his mind, Babuvaha, became. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Suta Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthir in his own kingdom and after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which had been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger. Translation responsibly. Suta Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthir in his own kingdom, after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which had been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This world is compared to a forest fire caused by the cohesion of bamboo bushes. Such a forest fire takes place automatically, for bamboo cohesion occurs without external cause. Similarly, in the material world, the wrath of those who want to lord it over the material nature interacts, and the fire of war takes place, exhausting the unwanted population. Such fires or war takes place, and the Lord has nothing to do with them. But because He wants to maintain the creation, He desires the mass of people to follow the right path of self-realization, which enables the living entities to enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord wants the suffering human beings to come back home, back to Him, and cease to suffer the threefold material pangs. The whole plan of creation is made in that way. And one who does not come to the senses suffers in the material world by pangs inflicted by the illusory energy of the Lord. The Lord therefore wants His bona fide representative to rule the world. Lord Sri Krishna descended to establish the sort of regime and to kill the unwanted persons who have nothing to do with His plan. The battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of the Lord so that undesirable persons could get out of the world and a peaceful kingdom under His devotee could be established. The Lord was therefore fully satisfied when King Yudhishthira was on the throne and the seedling of the dynasty of Kuru in the person of Maharaj Parikshit was saved. Suta Uvacha Vamsam Kurur Vamsa Davagri Nirhritam Samproha Yitva Bhava Bhavano Hari Nivesha Yitva Nijarajya Ishwaro Yudhishthiram Pritamana Babu Vaha. Suta Goswami said, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthir in his own kingdom and after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which had been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we heard about Bhishma Dev's instructions, and now the sages are asking how Yudhishthira Maharaj was leading his kingdom, because he has obviously he was very very despondent that he has killed so many people because of putting him into the throne. So many people have been killed, and how these questions are coming here in this particular section. Srila Prabhupada explains about how the Kuru dynasty has been exhausted. This is again the will of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada explains about the this bamboo. Bamboo, this is a vamsha. This is a two words Srila Prabhupada refers here in one of the lectures he gave in Mayapur also. So he says, vamsha means dynasty. Kuru vamsha. Here it is talking about Kuru dynasty. And also vamsha has another meaning, bamboo. So bamboo is also growing, the vamsa is also growing. They're like we are the expansion of the dynasty, like we have father, mother, and then slowly the expansion takes place. And the same way there is one bamboo, then adjacent to another bamboo. So the whole bamboo, this thing is also growing like this. So the expansion of the bamboo and is also like a compared to the expansion of the dynasty. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is like when the bamboos are expanding, and also obviously there is the cohesion between the bamboos. And the cohesion between the bamboos and the cohesion, the fire takes place. This is the forest fire. And same way, and here Srila Prabhupada explains, the world is compared to a forest fire caused by the cohesion of bamboo bushes. Such a forest fire takes place automatically, for bamboo cohesion occurs without external cause. Similarly, in the material world, the wrath of those who want to lord it over the material nature interacts, and the fire of war takes place. So this is practically we are seeing. Because this year we have witnessed Dharma Yuddha, the fight between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. This is like under the direct guidance of the Lord, this Dharma Yuddha is happening. But the so-called wars which are happening, this is because of the wrath only. We have one political leader is not happy with another political leader, or they have one ideology and the other person has something else. So this whole thing is like, where this person has oil resources, we have to serve them. So whole thing is not, there is no dharma there, there is no Lord there. This is not a Lord's plan. The whatever the modern war, this is not ultimately it is Lord's plan, but it is not a direct plan like the Yuddha of Yudhishthira Maharaj and Kauravas. This is not that type of Yuddha. So here, It is mentioned here, the material world, the wrath of those who want to lord it over the material nature interacts and the fire of war takes place, exhausting the unwanted population. So there is a plan also. The Lord's plan is like the Lord is bringing everyone together and then they are fighting and then Lord is fulfilling His desires also. He has a plan, master plan. He has a master plan. His master plan is already gives in Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyuktanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham. So this is whenever there is a decline of religious principles, and then at that time He descends to re-establish the religious principles. That is the Lord's plan. So to that effect, Lord is doing these things. So here, and here also in the material world, we can, Srila Prabhupada compares, the world is compared to a forest fire. Here we have a forest fire here also. Every time, like this is like everyday morning we sing the samsara dava dhanalila loka. This is the forest fire is there, and even though how hard we try to work here, make a very peaceful situation, it's not going to become peaceful. Whatever our situation may be, whatever our position may be, it is always a constant strife between so many competition, this one, that one. So we can't make it a peaceful situation here. Lord Sri Krishna, having created the material world, He certifies that this is Dukkhalayam Asaswatam. Lord Krishna says, this place is Dukkhalayam Asaswatam. Why Lord Krishna should make a place and make it Dukkhalayam and Asaswatam? Is there any, why anyone will make a place and make it Dukkhalayam and Asaswatam? Is there any reason for that? Yeah, Lord has a reason, because He made it Dukkhalayam and Asaswatam so that we get fed up with this material world, we want to go back home, back to God. Even though there are so many problems are here, we never get fed up with that one. Now we think, oh, we'll adjust this, we'll adjust this, we'll make some plan. Little bit adjustment, just little bit of adjustment. Especially in the buses you get, like, just go inside, little bit, like that. Actually, already full, bus is full, little bit adjustment, little bit. So, like that only, here we are making so much adjustment. We adjust little bit. So, we want to get, Lord has made the plan in such a way, so we get fed up actually. Literally, actually Srila Prabhupada was walking in an airport, and one reporter, this is like the typical reporter question, he said, who is fit to go back home, back to Godhead? He's asking this, who is, this is like a, Srila Prabhupada has only 1 second, he is just checking in, and Srila Prabhupada has to give an answer. So this is the type of questions, like Srila Prabhupada has to check in, and the reporter last question here, who is ready, who is fit to go back home, back to Godhead? People are wondering, what Prabhupada will say? Prabhupada gave one answer. Who is fed up with his material world, he is fit to go back to God. Because if somebody has a desire, tinge of desire, oh, I can do a little bit of enjoyment here, I can do something here, then we have to come back. Even little bit of tinge is there, then he has to come. There is no doubt about it. Because even with this little bit of tinge of desire, we can't enter into the spiritual. Because that is why it is very, very interesting. We have to somehow or other purify the desire. Even though the desire is there, somehow if you purify the desire, then Lord Krishna has a special way of the desire is also fulfilled. And then the further material desire, the growth of the desire is also curtailed. This is the special plan of the Lord. So here, the material world, it's not like a, this place is created like this so that we can get fed up and then we can look for a place to go back. Because that is why it is created like that. And we can, however hard we try to make it a very comfortable situation here, it can't become comfortable. So that is why those who want to get out of this, then samsara dava. So we have, this is like the forest fire, the extinguishing of forest fire. We can't just take buckets of water and extinguish the forest fire. That is not possible. For extinguishing the forest fire, we have to have a rain. Same way, the getting out of this forest fire of material world, we need the mercy of Lord, mercy of the Guru, mercy of the Vaishnavas. That way, that is the way to get out of this forest fire. So Srila Prabhupada explains here, such fires of wars takes place and the Lord has nothing to do with them. So this is like a, it's sometimes people say, oh, I didn't come to Krishna, oh, that is Lord's plan. That is not Lord's plan. Lord's plan is everyone should come to Krishna. Because sometimes people say, when Lord calls, I will come to temple. Lord will come, call you on your mobile and say, please come to temple. No, this is Lord's plan. He's executed by His representative. Representative says, Janmashtami is coming, Radhashtami is coming, you come to temple. Means that is Lord's plan only. When devotee calls, automatically it is Lord's plan. We don't have to say that Lord has to separately come and call. We are not that in a situation where Lord will personally come and call us. Actually. So this is sometimes the people give an excuse. This is lame excuse. So sometimes because people say then like, this is also Lord's plan. No, this is not Lord's plan. So I am in Maya, this is also Lord's plan. No, that is not Lord's plan. This is our plan. Actually, there was once we were going past the church, you know, like there was a, they have a slogan. Lord has you in his plan. Do you have Lord in your plan? Because this is like, they are asking this question. Everybody has plan. You have plan, he has plan, she has plan. Everybody has plans. But the problem is, Lord has one plan and he has included all of us in his plan. But unfortunately, we have not included Lord in his plan actually. This is like, that way, you know, like we have left Lord in that, like a Ram Rajya, but there is no Ram. So this is our situation going on like this. So Srila Prabhupada continues, but because he wants to maintain the creation, he desires the mass of people to follow the right path of self-realization. So this is why Lord has to establish Yudhishthira Maharaj. Why can't you at least Duryodhan is okay, he let him rule? Because Duryodhan is representing adharma. If he is representing adharma, he will not be able to guide the citizens in the proper path of going back home, back to God. That is why Lord's desire is, somehow he wants to put the right person so that he can execute the laws of the, whatever the laws that he can execute. This is a, so he is saying, which enables the living entity to enter into the kingdom of God. The Lord wants the suffering human beings to come back home, back to him, and cease to suffer the threefold material pangs. This is the plan. Why the Lord's plan is like this. He wants the living entities to cease the suffering. He says in Bhagavad Gita, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. He says, nadat vashayate suryo na sasanko na pavakaha yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama. He is canvassing. Practically, it's like a canvas saying, please come back to, because this, we also see, you know, like, sometimes Malaysia is calling, Singapore is calling, visit here, you know, visit there, all, enjoy all these places. Same way, Lord is saying, you please come back to the spiritual world. There is no need of sun, no need of moon, no need of electricity. You come back to him and enjoy. But we are saying, no, I am very happy here, this, whatever the 99% of suffering, still I am adjusting a little bit and I am trying to. So this is what our situation, he is trying to give a situation, like he is giving the key for the Vaikuntha or key for the Goloka Vrindavan, you enjoy. So here, no, I am happy here in this one small bedroom and I am just trying to adjust things. No, this is our situation. So here, the Lord wants suffering the human beings to come back home, back to Godhead, and cease to suffer threefold material pangs. The whole plan of creation is made in that way, and one who does not come to senses suffers in the material world by pangs inflicted by the illusory energy of the Lord. So, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. These things are, as if these four things are not sufficient, then we are giving adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. Different kleshas are given to the living entity, still he is not coming to senses. So this is the wonderful situation. That's why that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prabha. Bahunam, many births you have to take. Not one or two births is not sufficient. Sometimes, you know, like we make mistake. We make mistakes and actually we don't make, sometimes we see somebody is making mistake and we don't learn a lesson. We personally do that mistake also and then also we don't, again we make the same mistake. This is what the same thing happens. Same thing, again and again. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. This cycle continues and we are not getting any realization at all. Finally, and then what? Bahunam, janmanam, ante, so many births he is saying. Finally, one time he comes, I'm getting fed up with this. Why am I doing all these things? Then Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Then he comes to the understanding, Vasudeva is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, sa Mahatma, su Durlabha. Lord Krishna, he himself says, this is very Durlabha. This type of person. That is why we don't find that many people. Well, when you are in Harinam, when you are distributing something, not the hundreds and thousands of people are coming to receive the mercy. No, not that. Only few people are coming and some people like, they don't take it very seriously. Why? Because they want to put up with these things and adjust here and there and then continue. This is when I'm talking about this adjustment, there is one small joke comes to my mind actually. This is, there was one person went to the astrologer. I'm going through a lot of struggle. He said, okay, so how many years, 1 or 2 years it will be like this only. Oh, he said, after that what will happen? You will get used to that actually. So this is our situation. We are looking for some situation, we are thinking the situation will become better and then that you will suffer like a dog and after that what will happen? After 2 years you will get used to that. So this is the situation. We are in the hope that the situation will be, material situation will not become perfect actually. Whatever hard we try, however hard we make arrangement, the material, spiritual situation, that will become better. No problem. Because by doing sadhana, by doing, that situation will be better. But material situation, whatever we do, it will remain and it will deteriorate only. It is not going to go better actually. So better take the guidance from this shastra, then instead of trying very hard to make our material situation better, instead try in this other side, where there is a hope actually. There is a lot of scope is there, a lot of hope is also there in this situation, where we can put our effort actually. The Lord wants the suffering human beings to come back. The whole plan is to, creation is made in that way, and one who does not come to senses suffers in the material world pangs inflicted by the illusory energy of the Lord. The Lord therefore wants his bona fide representative to rule the world. Bona fide representative has to rule them. Then only he can, he is very particular how he just goes around and how the all the laws of God are maintained properly. Because this is like a, under Maharaj Parikshit's guidance. So Parikshit Maharaj was not just sitting in somewhere in the bulletproof chamber and giving orders. No, he was going out and he was finding out the Kali is creating this problem. Then he immediately chastised Kali. Kali Purusha is trying to kill the cow, and then he immediately chastised. See, like a modern day, they sit in a chamber and then they give order, oh, go, you fight. And like they are fighting and the poor soldiers are dying and these people are sitting in the parliament discussing, keep on discussing only. And finally, the end of the day, the people are dying actually. The people, common person is dying. They are sitting in a big chamber and then making decisions actually. So they are not like, there is no, actually that's why sometimes Prabhupada says this modern democracy is like a demon crazy. It's not like a democracy. There is no democracy here. This is better. We have a kind of this type of like Yudhishthira Maharaj, like monarchy. Monarchy is guided. It's guided. It's not like a, nowhere he's like a Yudhishthira Maharaj. Even though he was a great king, he was guided by the Brahmanas. He was guided by all the Vaishnavas are guiding him. That type of thing is required. So Lord wants the representative to rule over the world. Lord Sri Krishna descended to establish this sort of regime and to kill the unwanted persons who have nothing to do with this plan. Nothing to do with this plan. This is, do we have Lord in his plan? Lord has he in our plan, but we don't have Lord in his our plan. So that is why if you don't have anything to do, then Lord wants to like continue. So he says, the battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of the Lord so that undesirable persons can get out of the world and a peaceful kingdom under his devotee could be established. The Lord was therefore fully satisfied that Queen Yudhishthira was on the throne and the seedling of the dynasty of Kuru in the person of Maharaj Parikshit was saved. Because this is another thing. See, Lord is called very, Srila Prabhupada spends so much time on the Preetamana. He says, Lord is here. Lord is always pleased actually. It's not that, okay, by just becoming one person going back to Godhead. This is because Lord is always pleased, but he can become more pleased when the devotees are cooperating and then following the orders of the Lord. So this is Lord is become very pleased, very, very pleased. So see, like how do we find out when the Lord is pleased? Because this is like by rendering service to the Lord, then we know the Lord is pleased. This is Lord Krishna, because how we can render service to the Lord? How do we see Lord is pleased? So that is why Sevan Mukhei Jivato Swayam Eva Spuratyata says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Lord is just like he reveals. And also Lord speaks to the devotees also. This is like when we see Lord is pleased, when the spiritual master is pleased, you know the Lord. Yasya prasada bhavat prasada, yasya prasada nagati kuto. Same way, when we understand how Lord is pleased, by the spiritual master is pleased, the Vaishnavas are pleased, then we know the Lord is pleased. So here the main thing is Preeti Purvakam, because Lord is not looking for anything material. See, like he is not looking for our small kichidi, halwa, this all, this coconut, banana. He is not interested in that. But if it is offered with love, because again and again Lord is repeating, he is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayatnam. What is the difficulty for him? Does he not have any patra, pushpa? No, he has everything. Everything is with him. But he wants Preeti Purvakam. He says in the patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktiya prayaschati. When bhakti somebody gives, tataham bhakti upahrutam. Everywhere. Bhagavad Gita he clarifies. Bhaktiyama vabhijanati. Everywhere. So he clarifies saying that only by devotional service only can be understood. And he eats the bhakti. The bhakti element is needed. Without bhakti, we may offer a big thing. But no, it may not invoke any attention from the Lord actually. So this is that Preeti, that is the whole, our aim is how to develop that Preeti. How to develop that Preeti so that we can please the Lord. Like the gopis. Gopis went out of the way. Their only aim is how to see Krishna is pleased.
Like Narada Muni had the doubt. Why gopis are so important? Why they are great devotees? And then he found out. Because when Lord Krishna had the transcendental headache, he wanted a dust off from the his feet, dust from the feet of a devotee. And nobody wants to give. Everybody is afraid. If I give my dust, what will happen? I will go into the hell. And then when the gopis were approached, gopis said, no, I don't care whether I go to hell or heaven. If Krishna's headache has to be cured. That is the type of priti. That priti means, you know, like so much love they have for Krishna, they are ready to do anything and everything. So we can't compare that priti what we have in this material. The material, there is no, this is like a, you scratch my back, I scratch your back, you pat my back. This is all like a business. There is no priti. So that is why people are frustrated. Why people are frustrated? There is no kind of loving reciprocation. The loving reciprocation is not there. That is why people are dissatisfied. But when we put this love, we try to put the love to so many people, and then they just, sometimes they go away, or that is broken, or so many reasons. So instead, if you put our priti on the Supreme Lord, He is infallible. He is called Achyuta. Whatever love we put on Him, then He reciprocates so much. And He makes sure, see, all the way, He takes care of us and takes Him back home, back to God. That is His mission. His mission statement is that. Maritranaya sadhu naam. He said, I will protect the devotee. Come whatever may be, I will protect the devotee and make sure he goes back home, back to God. He is taking that. And you take little bit step only, he is taking so many steps. We take one step, he take 10 steps. Actually, we don't have much interest in going back home, back to God. We have a little bit of small fire is there. And then Krishna slowly fans the fire, so that it becomes a big thing. Actually, our interest of going back home, back to God, we will never go back actually. because He has so much interest for us to come there, that is why the whole thing is pushing. So here, and what Lord is saying is also, Lord, Arjuna was also very hesitant. Arjuna, when the battlefield, he was very saying, oh no, I don't want to kill all these people. Finally, Lord gave the instruction, Nimitta Madram Bhava Savyasachi. He said, actually, those who come to the battlefield, nobody is going to return back home. They are all just going back. But you pick up this arrow and you shoot, I am giving the credit to you. Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachi. You become like an instrument. You become like an order carrier. Then Lord gives all the credit to the devotee. Because the Lord is very, very special. Because He is not like a, actually He is doing everything. He say all the Bhishma, Drona, everybody is going into the universal. If you, the 11th chapter of Krishna say, oh, everybody is already there. Everybody is close. Account is settled actually. But what Lord wants to do? Okay, you just take the arrow, push the arrow, and then you fight. Then Lord gives the credit. And Lord gives the credit to the devotee. Yes, Arjuna did. Arjuna was victorious. No, actually Krishna was victorious. Actually, it is interesting. If in the going to the theater, you see the picture where there is a Lord getting down from the chariot. If you can, there is a pastime if you can meditate upon. The battle is all finished. And now they want to get down. Like Arjuna is saying, Lord, you please get down. Normally as a courtesy, he says, Lord, to get down. But Krishna says, no, you first get down. And then as soon as Arjuna gets down, then after the Lord gets down, the chariot becomes like into the fire. Because this is like because of Lord Krishna's presence, he was absorbing everything actually. So all the different astra, different shastra, everything is coming. Krishna was observing everything. So nothing could harm Arjuna. And that's why Krishna knows, if I get down first, and then Arjuna will also be like put in the flame. So first you first get down, then he is getting down, the whole chariot is like put into flame. So this is the situation. Lord is very, very concerned at all stages. He is trying to protect his devotee in all circumstances. And sometimes, like this is another interesting point, is like the Lord sometimes gives power to the devotee. Sometimes he withdraws the power also. Like Arjuna, same Arjuna, he had the same Gandiva bhav, and he is trying to protect the queens of Dwaraka after the war is over. No, he could not do that. So that's another thing. Lord, sometimes he gives the power. We don't want to get puffed up also with the power. Oh, Lord has given the power. I have achieved everything. The material world, they say everything. They're like, oh, yeah, we did it. If something goes wrong, Lord screwed up actually. It's not, Lord didn't screw up anything. Only we screwed up actually. Because everything goes wrong, we take the credit for ourselves. Oh, I did this, we did this, all this thing. But something goes wrong, immediately you put the blame on some pastor Buck, you know, like, oh, he did this and something, nature, They always come up with so many things. This is natural catastrophe, this one, that one. They give so many variations. No, because here, when the Lord wants the devotee to perform something, He gives a special power. Like Arjuna, who could defeat so many people. He could defeat Lord Shiva and this and that. And the same one, he could not defeat small, Yadavas. He could not defeat. Why? Because at that time, Lord didn't want him to execute that particular order. So that's why he could do all of this. So we have to be very careful. Sometimes Lord gives us the power. So we don't want to get puffed up. Oh, Lord has given this. So I can do anything and everything. I have the license to do everything. No, not like that. Because in Lord's service, when we are doing, we are under the protection. We are under the Lakshman Rekha. When we cross this and then we do things, then we are our own karma. That's why we have to be very careful not to... this power is given by the Lord for executing certain orders of the Lord. That I have to be careful. And then if the Lord wants, I will do that. If the Lord doesn't want, then we just stay away from that. This is the... So here, Lord has a plan. That plan is how to take us back home, back to Godhead. And here, Srila Prabhupada says that this with Preeti. Preeti Purvakam. When Preeti Purvakam or Preetamana, if you make the Krishna place, then automatically everybody is pleased. Sometimes in the material world, people are very, very worried. Like, what is in it for me? Everything you talk, like, what is there for me actually? Then only the whole conversation starts. Otherwise, you are not in the picture, then you go away. But here, the devotees, how the materialistic people, they are thinking, how I will be pleased. But here the devotees are the Preetamana. How to please Krishna? So they don't understand. If you please Krishna, what happens? We are part and parcel of Krishna. We also become automatically pleased. This small thing they forget actually. When we dress Krishna, He also happy. Not that way, when seeing Gornita, we become displeased or something. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. When Krishna is fed happily, or Krishna is fed nicely, Krishna is dressed nicely, automatically as a part and parcel, we also become happy. Because this is the Yasmin Santushte Jagat Santushte. One person is Krishna is pleased. Everybody is pleased. So Narada Muni says, Yatha Tharor Mula Nishechanena Tripyanti Tatskanta Bhujopashaka. You just to pour water in the root of the tree, the whole tree gets nourished. Put the food in the mouth, the whole body gets nourished. Same way, Achyutajya. When you worship Lord Achyuta, when Lord Krishna, then automatically everybody is pleased actually. It's not that by worshipping Krishna, people become displeased. Yes, here in the material world, sometimes people become displeased. This is because we are living in a jail. We are in a criminal situation. But in the spiritual world, everybody is happy. They are very, very, because here, all the Suta Goswami, Sukha, they are very, very happy by hearing these questions about Krishna. Everybody is rejoicing. Jai, jai. They are very happy. These questions what they are asking. Actually, this Sukadeva Goswami is first glorifying few verses. Just Parikshit Maharaj, you are asking such a wonderful questions. They are Loka Mangalam. Why they are Loka Mangalam? By hearing about this question, they hear about Krishna and then all the whole spiritual life is revived actually. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness and how we can develop. This is our purpose is that only. We spend so much time for so many things. Instead, we spend little bit of time. How we can develop some preeti towards the Lord. How we can please the Lord. Then leave the rest to the Lord. We don't have to worry about how the Lord reciprocates. He will reciprocate. He is, when we work very hard to please Him, and the Lord works very hard to please us. Why He should become a chariot driver? It is not His business to become a chariot driver. It is not His business to become some subservient to His devotee. No need. But still, out of loving reciprocation, Lord takes up the charge. So this is like He says, Yohakshemam Mahamyaham. When somebody thinks like that, He looks after all their activities. No problem. So He's just like, the only thing is, we have to somehow try to make Him happy. What will make Him happy? Then we all cooperate. Then we all go back home, back to God. That is the only thing which is going to make Him happy. Not so. That's why somebody asked Srila Prabhupada this question. What will please the spiritual master most? This is another typical question. What will please the spiritual master? Somebody may say book distribution, this, so many things. But final conclusion was, if somebody develops more affection and attraction towards the Supreme Lord, that will please the spiritual master. Same way, we have an opportunity here. So we can also put this into practice. It's not Bhagavatam doesn't talk about only theoretical things actually. Well, theory is also there and practice is also there. How people have put this into practice in their life, how they have perfected that is also documented. It's not like you just do only theory and there's no experiment. The theory is also there, practicals are also there in Bhagavatam. So we can somehow take advantage of this and how we can develop some preeti and we can also do things preeti purvakam, do activities pleasing the Lord, then rest assured, then our journey go back home, back to God is guaranteed. Let's stop here. If there's any questions or comments? Yes, Guruji.
That chariot blowing up after the war.
Yeah.
Actually, what happened is that Arjuna, after winning the battle, he inside his heart thought that I'm a great warrior, I have defeated everyone.
Mm.
So to get rid of his pride, Krishna took him aside and asked him to get off, and also he asked Hanuman to get off as well.
Okay.
So after Hanuman Dhoja was taken out,
okay,
then the chariot.
Okay. So you have some document, some acharyas have given some, because I heard only. So if you have a...
I also heard.
Oh, okay. That's good. Thank you. At least, because anything, if it is in line with our Siddhanta, like we can, at least, because this is not like a, so if it is something away, then we can, but this is good, at least, you know, like I say, Lord is protecting the devotee so that he gives opportunity. So, yeah. This is very nice, actually, because it's like, you can't expect this in the modern thing, you know, like they just, I have to get out first. So that is the thing. Whether how Lord is so careful, so meticulous, that my devotee should not be put into this. That is why Krishna always guarantees that name bhakta pradesh. This is like my devotee will be never vanquished. Never vanquished in the sense, not like then why people are dying. No, that Krishna doesn't say that I will protect the body. Sometimes he may protect the body, sometimes he may not protect the body also. Like Parikshit Maharaj, initially he protected the body, and then when he was about to die, the snake bite, at that time he didn't protect. You can't blame Krishna, because Krishna has a higher plan. He wants Parikshit Maharaj to come back home, back to God, and Srimad Bhagavatam has to be spoken. So this, yes, very nice. Thank you. Nothing else, Prabhu? Yes, Prabhu?
Just one comment.
Yes,
Prabhu? About Atmendriya Priti and Krishnendriya Priti.
Yes.
Bhaktala was telling you that story.
Yeah.
He went to prison for preaching.
Hmm.
And he met a gentleman. And he asked, what is your plan?
Hmm.
What do you see? So he said, I've got 20-year sentence, rigorous imprisonment. As soon as I get out of the prison, I want to buy a truck and go all around the Australia and visit all the pubs and taste the wine.
Mm.
So this is the plan of Atmendriya Priti.
Yeah.
But actually what you are saying is...
No, the same truck you can use and you can do... Actually everything is same. You can same truck you can use, same pub you can go, but instead of doing something else you can do. Like you can give some cookies or something. So this is a... This way, I think Burjan Prabhu, every time he gives this class, and he says, Atma Indriya Priti Vancha Kama, Krishna Indriya Priti Kama Prema. This is Prema and Kama, very, very subtle difference again. Indriya Priti is there. So Indriyas have to be policed. There is no doubt about that. We are not arguing on that. Indriya needs, senses need some gratification. But what happens is, Atma Indriya Priti, my senses are satisfied, then it is called Kama. But Krishna Indriya Priti is called Prema. If Krishna's Indriyas are policed, then it becomes Prema. So this is very, so we have to be very intelligent enough. Actually, it's another thing is, if Krishna's indriyas are pleased, automatically our indriyas are pleased. See, now already Krishna has eaten breakfast. Not that we are going to, everybody is going home starving. No, we are going to eat breakfast. So when Krishna is, indriya is pleased, now our indriyas are also going to be pleased. So this is the beauty. Because people don't know. People think, you know, first my indriyas are pleased, then punjatete aham papa, e pachanti atma karana. They eat only sin. If they eat only, cook only for themselves, without acknowledging the fact that the Supreme Lord has provided everything, they eat only sin. So instead, we have to become, nothing has to be changed. Your eating has to be, doesn't have to be changed. You are walking down, everything is same, except, first it has to be offered to Krishna. So Krishna, the life has to be made, Srila Prabhupada says in one purport, the life has to be molded in such a way, so that we remember Krishna. That's it. That is what is wanted. Nothing else. We are not asking to big changes, radical changes, all these things. No, don't it make everything actually. Everything is there just to change. Change the way you do things. You just offer to Krishna and take prasadam. Krishna's indriyas are pleased, then our indriyas are automatically pleased. Yes.
On the same
note,
Srila Prabhupada says, either you serve Mahamaya or Yoga Maya.
Yes.
So if you don't want to serve
Yogamaya,
you have to serve Mahamaya.
There is no third choice. That is why Uttama Adhikari, he says, he always says, everybody is serving Krishna, there is no need of preaching actually. The person in the Uttama Adhikari level, he sees, oh, everybody, he is also serving Krishna in this way. But the person, that level, he sees like a Samadarshi. He doesn't see anyone, this person is favorable. So the person comes to a Madhyama Adhikari, then he can, like, okay, he is envious, avoids them, this person is favorable, gives some association. So that is important. Anything else? Yes, Mataji?
Yep. Coming and you are the cause of the destruction of all my sons, so that way your own dynasty will they will fight amongst each other and destroy them. She said in 26 years that will happen. I think that's the time frame she
says. I heard something like that, Mataji. But Krishna took it as a blessing actually. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given the blessing, like one person was saying, your material life will be ruined. Oh, very good actually. If somebody gives a blessing, like if the material life is ruined, means like then we should be happy that at least like somebody is giving a blessing. That means we are looking for somehow or other, like this is Krishna took it as a very, who can curse Krishna? Because this is like a Krishna is the Supreme Lord. But still, out of that particular context of the pastime, yes, okay. And Krishna wanted that only. He wanted the whole Yadu dynasty to finish before he goes back home, back to the spiritual this thing. So he wanted to do that. So he just used the Gandhari as an instrument. Okay, just you want to give a curse, you can give, no problem.
So we see.
Mataji, I don't know about the exact years and the calculation.
It is approximately that.
Yeah, possible, but the past time is there, and the number of years, I'm not, we can check and, because somebody, like, actually I've seen some people give calculation, Mahabharata happened in 14th July, some date also, they try to give all these things, but for us, more important thing is Mahabharata happened, and Lord Krishna was there, Yudhishthira was there, so that is more important. The years may be, little bit variation may be there, Mataji. I'm not...
So what I was trying to ask was that immediately after Krishna left, then Yudhishthira Maharaj, everybody left. They did not want to stay on the planet when they hear that Krishna has left. And they installed Parikshit Maharaj. And then Parikshit Maharaj also leaves because of the snake bite. So we see that the whole war happened, but then, you know, all these five things ruled only for some time, and then Kaliyuga immediately started. So how do we understand this?
See, Bhagavatam talks about, like, not all the each and every incident may not be mentioned here. See, it's like a... Yudhishthira Maharaj would have ruled for some certain number of years, so we may not see like all these activities while ruling. Whatever he did, they may or may not be part of this Srimad Bhagavatam or even Mahabharata. Everything may not be mentioned. So this is one of the thinking. So they were ruled, means they ruled. How long did they rule, or what was their kind of jurisdiction, like the number of years they were executing the orders, I don't know, Mataji. I have not done any study on that line. We can do that. There are some scholars who have done some research work on that. So they will be able to throw more light on that.
My point is, why was it only such a short period of time?
Oh, very short period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that might have been
okay.
30 or 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
But Krishna wanted the righteous kings to rule, and there was so much bloodshed as a result. Why then, it was only for 30 or 40 or 50 years at most, and then Kali Yuga started, and that just meant all unrighteous kings established.
You comment? Okay, bro.
There's an answer.
Yes, Prabhu.
One point is that Krishna had Dharma Kamsharanangaka. Where was Dharma? Where did Dharma go? Krishna and the other was left. Question of the sages of the Panishad. They ask the same question, almost the same question. And the response, or one response, is that it's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is part of the Bhagavad Gita, that the Dharma is embedded in the teachings of
Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, in True, yeah, it is.
On the cursing of an inherit, he said, nobody else, who else could defeat the Pandavas? Who else could defeat the Yadavas? Nobody could defeat them.
Yes. Yeah, this is that other curse, no? Like other Rishi curse, you will give birth to an iron rod and then. So this is all like a very, this is Lord's plan. Because we can easily find out whether it's Lord's plan or it's our own plan. This is the way. Because this is Lord's plan. Because why it is Lord's plan? As Prabhu mentioned, nobody could defeat Yadavas. And then Lord want, because he didn't want the Yadavas to stay back also, because Yadavas will become, after that time, after Lord Krishna's departure, they will become too much intoxicated, then they will commit lot of, like, I am Yaduvamshi, like, then they will do. So that's why, before he want to finish the dynasty and then go also. And again, thing is, Lord wants to take them also back with him. So this is like a, so Lord's plan is very, very intricate actually, like a very, we are like a, this nice, nice story is on small rows, like how you just unfold one by one, like the petals, you can't make it out. And small rows, you can't understand how the plan works. How do we understand Lord's plan actually? Lord has so much plan, but so much, these things will be revealed actually. As we engage in devotional service, these things will be revealed. Lord has a plan. He has a plan for everyone. But sometimes we think, oh, Lord has forsaken us, Lord is not interested in me, he has let me down. Actually, the Lord will not let us down. In whatever circumstance may be, Lord is the one who is always our caretaker. Rakshishyati idi viswaso. This six items of surrender, that one of the things is, Lord is my protector. If that we have that faith, then he will protect. And all this, whatever we are, our condition. Okay, these things, the protection will be given. Maybe personally he may be there, or in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, or in his devotees. That is possible. And again, answer to Prabhu's question, why so short Yudhishthira Maharaj was on throne? It's very difficult.
It's
a
good question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why the Maharaj was on very so short on the throne? Very difficult. Sometimes the Lord has... See, the same question, why Parikshit Maharaj was protected in the first, why second time he was not protected? Same. This type of questions may come. That's why we take shelter of Shastra. Yes, Lord's activity, there is no flaw. First of all, we have to come to the conclusion, if Lord does something, there cannot, but there is some difficulty in my understanding. So that's why even Arjuna, when he is questioning, he is asking, and Bhagavad Gita, see, Lord is saying, we are the same. Then he say, how do I understand? He say, Bahuni me vetitani. So this, we both have taken many, many births. And how do I, like you are saying, you are instructed to sun god, all these things. Then say, how am I to understand? So this is like, we have to understand it from the acharyas, understand from the authorities. So there is no flaw in Lord's plan. So our understanding needs a little bit of clarification, and that is the only thing required. Because why this is so short? Maybe somebody might have done some, acharyas may give some commentary like a Jiva Goswami or somebody. So then they will say, okay, this is the thing. So then we are sure, oh, it is like that. But even if it is not sure, little bit also, there is nothing wrong. So this is after the Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was also performing everything according to that. Then Janamejaya. So this is nothing. So it's not that Kali Yuga, Kali Purusha came in, so everything was completely immediately dropped. Like even they all fought. Not now this becomes so degraded. Now this is like a Kali Yuga is like a way of life. You know, like everything. So that now it is very degraded, and it is going to become more and more degraded, as we is going to see in 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's going to get degraded. But enough. They as long as their power was there, and he was not interested in power. Yudhishthira Maharaj, as is mentioned, he just ruled as a matter of duty. And as soon as Krishna left, when he heard that, they practically lost any interest in anything actually. They didn't care about Draupadi, they didn't care about, the whole war was because of Draupadi. And then after that, they didn't never care about, because once Krishna left, they all started walking towards Himalayas. Just gave this thing to Parikshit Maharaj, and then they just did. This is a timely retirement. This is not timely. This is like, they just, we are voluntary retirement. They just immediately they took everything. So this is their mood is also like that. They will not stay. It's like here the political person, 90 years old, you can't shake his, he can't even get up. Still he doesn't want to give the power actually to somebody else. This is, we are seeing the situation. He's almost like another cough, he may pass away also. But still he wants to hold on to the power. But here, Yudhishthira Maharaj was very hale and healthy. He gave up his power, gave it to everyone. Our Srimad Bhagavatam is full of instruction. Like Parikshit, Bharat Maharaj, his father, just like what is it? Rishabhadev. So he just gave it to the kingdom of his father. Bharat Maharaj also, he also gave up his kingdom. So this is like a, Bhagavatam is full of examples where people have not interested in enjoying the kingly order, this and that. No, they are nothing for them actually. When compared to service of the Lord, when compared to going back home, back to Godhead, these things are like impediments only. Impediments. Actually, it is impediment because this is, but actually, Prahlad Maharaj was very, very anxious. I don't want to take up this the position, the material world, because that then I will get entangled. So then Lord said, you will not get entangled. I am giving that blessing also. You have this and you will reign the whole kingdom. So that type of blessing is also given. So it is Lord's plan. Somehow Yudhishthira Maharaj could stay around that time only. Any questions? Yes, Mataji? I think this is a question for I think Bhanu Maharaj and I think my understanding of Bhagavatam Mahabharata is like I have not gone back deep. Like you are like almost like a as if, you know, like if I have witness to Mahabharata, then only I can answer. This is like I have not gone that detail into this Mahabharata. So these questions will have some answers, but why this thing happened, but I don't have a answer. If somebody has answer to this question, please. Because this is like a kind of why Aswatthama was empowered like that, I don't have an answer to this. So.
To be in detachment, I think, to make his devotees detached from the familial affection. And
actually, that is why I would much rather, like, Srila Prabhupada was always, you know, like, instead of selling, I can give my opinion, but the problem is, you know, my opinion, what is the value of my opinion actually? It's like if Acharya says something like this, so then there is, because that's why, you know, like instead of, the question is valid, technical question, but only thing is, you know, if you have somebody has to answer this question, they should have gone bit more deeper into the subject matter and then they should have studied bit more. Because our part-time spiritual life, what we are doing here, it's like we are just, whatever the slokas we are reading, that much but the question is valid. There's nothing wrong in the question, but only thing is that we are not dive deep into this Mahabharata and all the different things we have not analyzed. So it's very, I don't want to again speculate also, it may be like that, perhaps like that, that is again, it's not our position. So Aswatthama was after the end of the war, Aswatthama went and killed all the sons of Draupadi, Pandavas. Then why he was empowered to? I think it is Mataji says he was empowered by Lord Shiva, and why he was empowered like that to perform that heinous act or something? Is it something?
Yes, and then he was accountable for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he actually went to kill the Pandavas, not the sons of
Pandavas. Yeah, he went to kill, but Pandavas were not there, so they killed the Pandavas' sons actually. So, why he was empowered?
Hare Krishna, but all of this is Krishna's plan.
Yeah.
That's our understanding. Mm. And even bringing in the Kali Yuga is heralding the Sankirtan movement and the fact that he's made it even easier to go back home.
side, but why Ashwatthama was he had to pay for it, you know, suffer so many lifetimes. And another thing is similarly to Akrura, that was Krishna's plan to drive him back to Mathura, and then Akrura, because the gopis got hurt, he had to pay, and then he had other problems with Shyamantakaju and other things. And if everything is Krishna's plan, why then someone has to suffer because he is the negative person, he has to do the negative job in Krishna's drama?
But in Krishna's plan, Mataji, there is a Krishna is in one action, he looks after so many things. So, what has happened in Akrura's previous... We know only certain portion of the past time, we know. Because when Krishna does one thing, he does just so many things actually. Like that may or may not be, everything is mentioned in the Mahabharata. Because, see, when Krishna does something, it will clear something from a previous life or many, many lifetimes back. So, that's why it's a... Yes, it is right. It is very hard to understand, but that is why, you know, like we have to understand in this, in the eyes of Shastra, in the eyes of Goswamis, in the eyes of Acharyas. If you understand that, then it becomes easier. Because we try to understand based on my own. Yes, I will find lot of some kind of inebrities, some kind of differences. Sometimes these questions are easy, but sometimes people will laugh. Somebody will take advocate. Oh, Karna, why Karna was like that? Then whole argument, the whole thing. Well, finally, we'll forget chanting of Hare Krishna. They will forget, and then they will talk about Karna, this one, that one, and then end of the day, we have to chant Hare Krishna, and then that they will forget. Now, I'm not talking about this. This is valid question, but sometimes they will whole big discussion for 3 hours, you know, like a discussion about Karna, why Karna was crucified. This is, and finally, end of the day, we have to chant Hare Krishna, and Karna has already gone back. What are you going to do? See, this is the problem. You know, like, see, sometimes there are.
Sometimes all of this technical understanding actually doesn't help us in any way. And so, therefore, in the 434, appropriate inquiry, submitted inquiry, but appropriate questioning. So, you know, if it's going to help us in our spiritual progress to understand that that's, you know, all the reason why we're talking about the punishment, it might be appropriate, but in one sense, it's just a detail. So not crucial.
Not for the day-to-day, daily, devotional life. That
not crucial. For
Well, I think for some people that's important because they need to have a whole understanding that God is all good, and they need to have explanation that God is all good. If they don't have, then they will have doubts.
Lingering around. Yeah.
Come and suffer with no reason or why this? Because like yesterday when I went on the, how you call this, on Haridam, one person asked me, I read Bhagavad Gita, but I didn't find any hope in it. So there is something, we need to have explanation, we need to have the views and explanation of the Shastra to help us have a trust, faith, increase these things. It's not, I feel, for me, I need explanation to...
Yeah, now we
increase my hope, to increase many things which they will support my devotion. So of course, chanting is the main thing, but
Actually, in our this thing, there are some scholars who are doing research. Because in that case, what we should do is, you know, like if we have that type of thing, so we can liaise with that type of scholars who are doing a bit more detailed study. And then, because see, for example, like the Prabhu who has written Mahabharata, he might have studied many. So that way, they will be able to shed more light. Because we, as Prabhu said, we are like a part-time, like a semi, we are working on this. So we may not be knowing all the answers to all, we are not an encyclopedia or anything we can answer. So instead, we try to concentrate on the main focus, and then if you need a specific answer, we go to these people who can get their email ID or something, ask this question, so they will be able to shed more light on that.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Yes, thank you. Yes. I will see if somebody else come who has done research, I will pass on their information to you. Yes, sir.
My understanding of Matthew's question was that the essence of her question was not so much, or maybe it is to some degree, not so much about the inequalities of how things happen, but actually what was the essence was why, if this is all Krishna's plan and we all play certain roles, why do we act as a bad guy and some people act as a good guy? So there is a desire in a particular people to act as a good guy or as a bad guy. So this is why he has to suffer.
That's what I'm asking. Is that because he had these mean desires in him and had to manifest outside, so he smashed that desire, and that desire for doing evil things will disappear?
See, end of the day, everybody has a free will. So the free will, everybody has a free will. Yeah, free will is there. The free will, Lord never takes away the free will from the living entity any point in time, whether in the conditioned state or in the liberated state. Okay, so that free will is there. If that free will is used properly, that's fine. And if free will is misused, then we are put into a situation, because Lord's plan means the Lord is not just making, okay, this person should become like, because that living entity wanted, so Lord put him in that particular plan. It's not that, okay, it's not the Lord's plan that this person should become bad, or Lord never wills this person should become bad, but the living entity had the desire like that, so he was put in that particular body and he could execute. So that's, I think we'll, some topics if you want to discuss offline, this can be discussed, but we don't want to hope. Yes, one question, please. One second.
You read the chapter, there's a section dealing with Ashwatthama.
Okay.
If this is a really important point, Prabhupada will have mentioned something about it.
Yeah, that's when we see.
Ashwatthama has some pages of the Bhagavatam dedicated to him. Yeah. So obviously, he's a special person.
Hmm. Yes, Prabhupada?
According to Mata's question, she's asking, why Ashwatthama killed those five. You
have an answer? Huh?
Yeah, I got
an
answer.
But answer from where? See, here we are. The temple and this discussion. I'm saying anything. See, normally when we say my understanding or this understanding, we want some answer, means it is some acharyas have said, or Ramanujacharya said, Madhvacharya. It's not like I feel it may be like this. Then it's not an answer actually. It's like our speculation. So please, if you have some authoritative answer, please tell me.
Actually, it is from Srimad Bhagavatam, much deeper. Those are the five rishis who got cursed from some of the demigod or something. They are great devotees of Lord Krishna. When they got cursed, you will get entangled with the material world. When they approach Narada Muni and they praise Lord Krishna, then he gives something like, don't worry, you take part as human beings. But as soon as you get good knowledge as human being, before getting into Kaumara Dasha, you will get killed when I take Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna uses Ashwatthama as instrument and he kills them, and he entangles he detaches them from this material world and takes them back to Godhead.
Okay.
So when Arjuna knows that this Ashwatthama has killed their sons, and he tells Draupadi, I will bring the Ashwatthama and you kick him and you kill him. When he brings Ashwatthama and Draupadi says, my beautiful God, he is the son of your guru. If you kill this Ashwatthama, he is equal to killing as guru.
No, these things all happened before only. Because what you are explaining. Yes, your point is valid. If it is already some rishis have given some curse, so if you can give some reference to the Mataji where it is happening, so that's fine. Thank you. Anything else? Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for your questions. This is like some questions may not be able to go very deeper, but at least if you can just anything related to this you can answer. Other things we can discuss offline. Thank you very much. Grantharachimad Bhavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.